This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aero Show in Friedrichshafen. Today, I'm talking to Ivo Boscarel of Pipistrel Aircraft, who is, without a doubt, the most creative company in aviation today, especially with regard to electric airplanes. Ivo, you've got some electric projects going on. You've got the Alpha Electro, and you've been working on the Hipster project. Tell me how you think this market is going to develop in terms of timing. I mean, when will we begin to see significant numbers of electric airplanes in the market?
Well, you know, when 15 or maybe more years ago, I made the first radio-controlled model, fully electric, everybody was smiling, and they were telling me, yes, okay, electric propulsion can be applied, but it will never be a substitute for radio-controlled models. Nowadays, it's hard to find on the market to buy any radio-controlled model which is not electric. The same will happen in aviation. I'm fully convinced. I'm convinced in this more than 15 years. That's the reason that we invest all our efforts, all our money in development of the electric propulsion. Electric propulsion is the only one which can make a continent or a country independent from the producers of petrol. So, when we started to sell in 2007 the first fully electric twin-seater, like first in the world, they said this is okay for gliders, but that's it. But with the Alpha Electro, which is fully electric trainer, we proved that this is not true. Also, when we won the NASA challenge with the four-seater fully electric aircraft, everybody said, yes, but this is a scientific project. It will end here. It will not. Our projects on hybrid, our projects now on hydrogen fuel cells will soon prove that we can transport more persons in the next step, I believe. The next passenger aircraft below 20-seater, which will be developed, will have at least a kind of electric propulsion on it. We will prove this year that transporting four people more than 1,000 miles far on fully electric, emission-free aircraft is possible, is reality, and the module we will use on this aircraft will be applicable also on bigger aircraft. Electric propulsion is very easy to control. It's very safe. Electric propulsion offers low noise in aviation. And if the transition from the two-stroke engines to four-stroke engines took maybe 20 years, I'm sure that the transition from conventional fuel-powered aircraft to fully electric aircraft can be shorter than this.
Tell me about the fuel cell, the hydrogen fuel cell project.
Well, this project is a project of four or five partners with German institutes, with German universities and some German partners. This project is based on the four-seater aircraft on which we won the NASA challenge. So this aircraft will have a new life now. We are just installing the hydrogen system now on it. And we hope, or let's say we plan that this year we will start making the first flights. But more about these projects you will read or you will hear soon. Maybe tomorrow Joseph Kahlo is here. You can speak with him. It's better because he know more about, or let's say he's the one who is authorized to speak about this.
Is the hydrogen cell technology a Pipistrel development or the other companies?
Such development requests the cooperation with a lot of different technology partners. We are airframe producer, integrator. About this fuel cell technology, you will more hear from Joseph Kalla.
And how about the Hipster project? I got a good long look at that here at Aero out in the front hall. It looks very well developed, very sophisticated. When will that be ready for commercialization?
You know, there are different approaches to the fully electric flight of the future. Hybrid is, of course, one of the possible alternatives how to add the range to the electric propulsion. Hybrid propulsion offer almost silent takeoff and landing, offer almost emission-free in this level of the atmosphere, because you have for about 8 minutes of battery power, so you reach the flight level on electric power, and then for flight level you need much less energy than for takeoff and climb. And if you, let's say, produce during the flight the needed energy for the electric propulsion with a diesel or just normal engine, then you need an engine which is, let's say, half of even less than half powerful than conventional engine, and also the consumption is lower. You need less fuel, smaller fuel tanks. And you offer the same speed, but you increase the range almost at the same range like with the classic aircraft. We know that this is maybe an intermediate solution, but we believe also in this solution. And now the next step will be, of course, integration of this system in one Pantera, which will happen in a year or two. And then we will see if our calculations and also wishes are reached, and then we'll go forward also with this. Yes, that's for sure.
So would that be probably in about 3 years?
Yeah, something like this. The good news is that the change of the rules of the Part 23 are included also the alternative propulsions. And this will open also the doors for certification of such propulsions, which is mandatory, you know, because if you like to convince somebody that something really works, must have a kind of a proof, and the certification is for sure the proof. And we are now even more convinced that our vision is the correct one, because if the decision makers are willing to change the rules and are changing the rules, then we must believe in electric propulsion.
Last question. What do you think the hybrid Pantera would cost?
We believe that the cost of the hybrid Pantera will be within 20% higher than the classic Pantera with IO 540.
So I think the last price on the 540 was around 600,000 euro?
No, the price of the 540 is 450,000 euros. This with hybrid will be less than 600,000.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ivo.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero Friedrichshafen. We've been speaking with Ivo Boscarel of Pipistrel Aircraft. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.